Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Hey. Hey. Yeah. 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 Well, I'm in the club, in the club, in the club, looking for my brown skin, light skin. She can get it in. Can there be a little less light skin, a brown skin? She can be a little girl, a big girl. I don't care, cause she's in my world. Now don't you get mad, cause I'm looking all around, looking for my girlfriend, and it's going down. I'm a single man, no games to play. Looking at you, baby, from your head to your face. Cause I like you, this is what it is. Won't you try to turn around, I'm handling my biz. I'ma get you, girl, come to me. We can go all night if that's what you like.
Well, yeah. I'm in the club, in the club, in the club, looking for my girlfriend,
girlfriend, girlfriend.
Well, I'm in the club, in the club, in the club.
Message: women, no matter your size, shape, be proud of yourself. No matter your political party, whether you have children, hey, look, there's always someone for you. And that goes out to some of the people who we expect to be in that video, such as Vanessa's Fashions, Lady Sarge, Cleveland Curve Appeal, which consists of such women as Tina Hobson, Amy Powell, LaVon Williams, Yolanda Miller, Denisha, Rose Miss Butter, Stacey Purpose, Patrice Jackson, Amina Goodlow, and then, of course, Gotta have brothers by my side like Black House Sounds. Emax the Image, who did the R&B on that, as well as Ray Clark, who was referenced in that for the song he did. I think it was Fun Size. And we got to say that if Jay-Z and R. Kelly said they were like the best of both worlds, well, before they fell out, I guess Emax and Black House Sounds together like kings of both worlds. Welcome to Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 6, Verse 13. M-A-N is an abbreviation, acronym, Music Activism News. 646-478-0944 is the phone number for those who are listening live at blogtalkradio.com on the Emax Radio. I'm giving you all three quick disclaimers before I go to, 216-804-216-820-216-209-216-399. Let me give you three quick disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, so have pen, pencil, paper, notebook, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, you can just stay silent and go back on hold. But if you change your mind or you wish to add something else, you can always call back or press 1, and as time allows, we'll get back to you. Top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. Starting at number 10, Black House Sounds, the Joseph Motley JR period YouTube station, YouTube.com. Number 9, King Mooter. Number 8, Black Odyssey. They with like Dizzog, Key Cash videos. OG Disco. Number 7, Emax, Sheriff Kilroy, Big Legs, the remix, Moved Up. That was nice. Debut of the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop, numbers 179. More on that later. Number 5, debuting Kimberly F. Brown's Birthday Party. More on that later. Number 4, this Wednesday, the State of the Inner City Address with Brother Art McCoy. More on that later. Number 3, the debut, Breakfast with Mayor Frank Jackson. More on that later on. Number 2, the debut, the Cadell Rec Center, 107.9. At least they did something decent. They had, like, free self-defense for teens and children. And the debut at number 1 East Cleveland Library the past Saturday, Black Men's Event with the Million Women's March, Dr. Empress. She was the one who came up with the concept and the idea, which is beautiful. Before I do anything else, let me at least do two things. Number one, to give you two shows and let you know that voiceofradio.com, it's like 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on a Monday. It's the main event radio show with Most, Electrifying, Brother Larry, Sheriff Kilroy, number one rated show in Cleveland. And number 6, international-wise, that's a blessing. And voiceofradio.com, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, Tuesdays, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop radio show. Currently, like, number 3 in the city and a few notches down in the nation. So I appreciate that. And I also want to let people know that tomorrow, East 93rd, Bessemer, 4:30 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time, ClevelandUrbanNews.com, they will remember the lives lost in that area, the women, many women whose lives have been lost. So with that being said, let me go and see what's going on with the 216-804. How are you doing out there?
I'm doing fine, Mr. Porter. And I just want to say that the new remix, I like that better. And you all keep up the good work.
Oh, man. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
And remember, we're having a hip-hop workshop on Saturday.
All right. Thank you so much for that reminder. Thank you. And as a matter of fact, since you touched on that before, I remember when we had our last hip-hop workshop, which was episode number 178, and we had some people there like Mama Porter, Sheree Wilson, Team New Life, Larry Gardner from voiceofradio.com, Jerry Austin and Cordero, they came in from Salem, Ohio. Darnell, Rael, Lyrical Beast, Reverend Pamela, H. Pinkney, Janine Jones, Ronnie B. the Unforgiven, Jolanda Jones, who's an artist, Lavelle Thomas, Taja Rogers, Michael, known as it was an Al Jarreau tribute by DJ Dollar Rock. Suave Gotti spoke about how he coped with his mother's passing. which it just happened like 3 days before the last workshop that happened, and we have them once a month. So you know we're going back to the March 4th workshop to bring you up to speed for what's about to happen. But he talked about his clear conscience because of how he took care of his mom. Tenoy Vision, DJ Dollar Rock, it was a Facebook Live event. Silver B, Anti, myself had a meeting of the minds afterwards. We showed the hip-hop and white supremacy, hip-hop and white supremacy and capitalism DVD. We gave out copies of that DVD, which was provided by Ballhead Fred, Black Supremacy Music DVDs, courtesy of Fred G as well, Smooth Gotti, Jay Stallworth, Sheriff Kilroy giveaways, and we played A Man Among Men, the DVD collection, before and after the workshop, as well as heard from Cleveland Conscious Rap 2, Preston Pickett of Black Studies stopped by. It was nice in itself. And Mr. Xavier Megatron came through this coming Saturday, 1899 Euclid Avenue or Chester Avenue. You can enter from either East 22nd Street, either side, Chester or Euclid. 1899 Main Classroom Building, Large Room number 136. You can be mean but keep it clean. 1:45 p.m. to 6 p.m. DJ Dollar Rock tribute to Chuck Berry and Sister Sledge, since Joni Sledge passed, as well as Chuck Berry. We've gotten into what they meant to music the past couple of Mondays. Guest Angelique Malone, Black Lives Matter, Cuyahoga County's Jeff Mixon will speak. Damon DeFries, and who else will be there? LB, Lyrical Beast, Black House Sounds, Mama Porter will have Bible giveaways, as well as also special invites to, I think, a week from this Friday, as they get things together for the Black House Sounds open mic. You will also have Kim Schneider, the Hug Lady, Ward 1 Council Candidate, Kimberly F. Brown, Ward 14 Council Candidate, Omar Medina, rap, gospel, poetry, dance, musician, A Man Among Men Project. HGS will have the hip-hop workshop T-shirts on him. So with that being said, I'm going to take the time now and just say, hey, I thank you all for your support, 216-820. I hope I didn't keep you waiting too long.
You absolutely did not. I'm sure you know who this is. This is N.W. Dubstack from Black House Sound. You know what I'm saying? I just want to say that, you know, that 1 week from Friday night, July 7th, 2490 Lee Boulevard, that's the corner of Lee and Mayfield at the Rockefeller Point Building, Friends and Fellowship Bible Church and Black House Sound presents Open Mic Night. We had a great, great, great open mic night this past Friday night. You know what I mean? We had special guest appearances by, you know, the Lyrical Beast. We also had Brother Anti come through. And as, and of course, you know, Mr. Powers was also the host. Was available. We also, you know, for the second week in a row, we had Carmen Classy Lee go up there and do her praise dance, as well as another, as well as other praise dances from Ms. Tay Tay and as well as Mr. Mark Parker Jr. And speaking of Mark Parker Jr., I just want to give a big, big shout out and much love to him for showing us the alternative of his talents, because at the end of the night, he closed out the show with an R&B gospel song, which was a shocker to me and a shocker to everyone. I said, wow, you know what I'm saying? So that's what I try to tell folks, you know what I mean? When it comes to the open mic night at Friends and Fellowship Bible Church over there on Lee Road in Mayfield at the address 2490 Rockefeller Point Building, you never know what you're going to see. We'll see some new faces. We'll see some old faces. And speaking of a new face, I heard a poetry piece from a man known as Don Finice, which happens to be affiliate of LB, the Lyrical Beast. And I'm telling you right now, those words were so powerful, I just couldn't even imagine. And another thing that I wanted to say was this, you know what I'm saying, in closing, you know what I mean? And you know what I'm saying? And not to get off the subject matter at hand, but I must say this, you know what I'm saying? And this involves family. You know what I'm saying? It involves family values in ways that you wouldn't even imagine. Okay? Now, when it comes to family, you know what I'm saying, and being a man of a family, you know, there are cardinal rules to every man's life. You know what I'm saying? And there are two of those. And two of those cardinal rules is this. Rule number one, you take care of your family. Okay, they're going to be the ones to pick you up when you fall down, and they're going to ones to brush you off and let you know everything is all right and give you back up and help you with whatever that you needed. That's the honest to God truth there when it comes to that cardinal rule. Cardinal rule number two, you don't mess around in another man's family. You know what I mean? And when you do that, you know what I'm saying? You are playing with the devilish tools of the inferno that's downstairs. And for that, you know what I'm saying? So to the individual who is doing, who tried to do that, when I had saw that, I just hope that you delete and obsolete yourself from me and my presence, because at the end of the day, God don't like ugly, and you know you deserve whatever's coming to you. You know what I'm saying? Yes. That's the honest to God truth. But overall, back on the subject at hand, July 7th, Friday night, Friends and Fellowship Bible Church, 2490 Lee Road. You know what I'm saying? Is Lee and Mayfield, right across the street from Family Dollar. You can't miss it. You can be mean, but you can keep it clean. You can come down there, bring your family. Please don't say, oh, I can't make it because, you know, I got the kids. Bring your kids with you. It's an event for everyone.
That's right.
We've got hot dogs. We've got cookies. We've got cake. We've got refreshments, chips, pop, juice, water. You name it, it's there. You know what I'm saying? So don't feel left out. Don't come up there thinking that we're just boring, you know. You come up there, you get you a good bite to eat and tailgate with us, and you enjoy a good show. That's what it's all about, because it's not about me. It's not about Black House Sound. You know what I'm saying? It's not even about the host, Mr. Powers. It's not even about him. You know what I'm saying? It is about, you know what I'm saying? It is about the community. You know what I mean? We have so much love from the community when it comes, where we take kids from the ages 8 all the way to 80.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
If you got, you know what I'm saying? So the bottom line is, if you want to showcase your talents, do not be ashamed to come show it off at Friends and Fellowship Bible Church. Once again, July 7th. At Friends and Fellowship Bible Church, the open mic night. You know what I'm saying? The time is from 7 p.m. through 9 p.m. You know what I'm saying? Please try to get there early so you can get an early time slot and you will be able to go on. You know what I'm saying? So big shouts out to all the rappers in Cleveland, especially Black Odyssey, who always shows us love. And, you know, it's nothing but love. And I just hope that we can continue to move forward and keep it pushing, and hopefully, this city will jump off. And that's coming from straight love, from Endo Dub, from Black House Sound.
Thank you so much. If you hold a line, I'm sure we might get into something else that you just might like. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
You know, and before I do anything else, yes, I'll be getting to 216-209, 216-399, 216-466, but I do think I'd better at least tell people real quick that if you choose, you can always check out I'm a Superwoman Radio on Facebook, or Alfred Porter Jr. period. Facebook, with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat, always some good information there, or blackonblackcleveland.com or Black on Black Crime Inc. on Facebook. And before I do anything else, if you'll allow me to give you maybe just about 3 minutes, I want to go back and say that the past Friday night, Ward 1 Council Candidate Kimberly F. Brown, the birthday party at the Bass Q with Larry H. Gardner, VoiceRadio.com's own, made it down there. Ward 4 Council Candidate Ivanka Hall, County Councils Yvonne Conwell and Chantel Brown, Councilman Dudley and others Cleveland's Angela Y. Davis, Carl Stokes Brigade, Pastor Norris, Pastor Karen Barkham, D.C., Brown Report, Lady Gilmore, Lady Sarge, Annette M. Blackwell, the Maple Heights Mayor. And, you know, Black House Sounds member, it was an honor that they allowed Sheriff Kilroy to at least do the Annette M. Blackwell Vote for Your Right thing and the Kimberly F. Brown Ward 1 Express in front of those prestigious people, Melanated Media News. And I just want to thank the creator for allowing me to be on a different level and to work for those things. And then I just want to at least throw out there for people who might not have seen it, I pull out the 6-foot stepladder for this soapbox. It'll take about a minute and a half because Newsnet 5's Megan Hickey, for those who asked me about that news story, the news story was on John Paul Wilson, PhD of Montclair University, whose recent study shows that black men are perceived as bigger, stronger, and more threatening than white men the same size. They had about 950 participants. They were shown pictures, color photos of black and white men of equal height and weight, and they picked the black male as more threatening, which Dr. John Paul Wilson said contributed to the 2014 November shooting of 12-year-old Tamir Rice, who was described as a grown man between the ages of 18 to 20 years old, and officers described him as a boy in a man's body. Now, I said on that particular news story, do it out on the Facebook page of Alfred Porter Jr., period, sheriff's hat, all that stuff. But anyway, that I remember the first time as a teenager, and about the fifth time, it was tiring. It does give you a bad attitude. I just had to work on it throughout the years. But I got tired of when I'd pass people by, they would jump. Some grabbed their purses. And it's like sad that after the fifth time, I had to learn how to announce myself 10 to 15 feet before I arrived, and that maybe the study will cause people to think about preconceived ideas. At least we hope so. So now I'm getting ready to go to the 216-209 phone caller. Please, when I get to you, do not jump. I'm 5'11", black male, but please, I hope I don't cause you to jump or anything like that. 216-209, how you doing out there?
Oh, I'm great, Brother Al. This is John from Black Attitude.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Oh, man, you know, I was always told that what you don't understand, don't know about on the inside of you because you did something wrong in your past, or it could be from your ancestors and you feel guilty about it. So, you know, you know, you can't walk around with the judgment because the judgment always come back on you, you know, and that's just, right. You know, that's just one of those rules of cycle to life. You know, if you don't pay it in, it's going to pay it out, you know?
Wow.
That's my best advice for those who, you know, just kind of like stuck on the outside. And I do have some friends of all walks of life, different colors of creed, and they know that I don't treat no one no differently because of where you come from. So by you being that type of person and knowing what those people know of you and you, what you know of them, you know, you can't just live yourself inside of a box because of what someone else perceives, think, do, or act like. Dr. King said it best. We can't let our actions, you know what I'm saying, you can't prove them right by doing the actions of what they already think of you anyway. So,
got you.
I don't want to digress from the point of why I called because I can go all night on that, you know. I think it's just a social issue when it comes with people and understanding one another. You know, we need to understand each other from a social point of view, and then all the other things in the background can start playing a key factor. But that's either here or there or another segment, so. I want to send a shout out to a whole bunch of people right now that I got on list that I'm working with. Native, their video is approaching 1,000. I want to shout out to my other partner in crime that you rarely hear on the show. That's because we're so busy, and that's my main man, Lethal, because we just had another video to go over 1,000. So
wow.
big shout out to that. So and it's. It's a really a big blessing because we haven't had much time to promote because we got our hands in so many other things. So with
right,
that being said,
right.
Shout out to OG Disco, shout out to Key Cash, shout out to Dizzog, shout out to another artist I'm working with now. His name is Lewis Mack. Honesty Blade. He has a video coming real soon. So, man, it's, we're really, really, really working. I want to say that we done did 6 months of work within the last 2 to 3 months. We're doing stuff that normal, honestly, normal video men wouldn't do. And then and on top of it, we're working on another mixtape as well. So I don't want to spoil that or spoil the name of that mixtape. I'll save that for the radio show, and I'll steal that on there. Shout out to Black House Sounds, because those boys, man, oh, my goodness, those are some great young men making the city looking real good. And what's even more funny and minute about it, I mean, I hear a lot of it from the show, but when you know people who knows them and then they say things about them and it's nothing but good things, you know, it's just what you perceive them inside from that on out. So those boys are really shining. So keep up the good work. I really want to say that. I mean, I haven't seen too many people that go into a place such as a church and get the respect from the pastor and stuff because of what you're doing. You know, rap music is being so downplayed these days. So big shout out to that. And for all those who want to check out Black Odyssey Music, Black Odyssey Filming, all sorts of works, you can go to Google by typing in BLAQODESSY. Follow that YouTube, that Twitter, Instagram, Google Plus, BatTiff, GetRightMusic.com, all those links right there that's at the bottom of our music videos on YouTube. Follow us there. That's Black Odyssey, BLAQODESSY.
Thank you so much. And if you hold a line, we will probably get to a couple of things that you like.
I sure will.
Thank you. Oh, no problem. We have a lot of people. Oh, no problem. We got a lot of people online still. I know I got to get to 216-399, 216-466. And before I do, let me at least pull out something. This should all take only about 3.5 minutes as I pull out the 6-foot step ladder to let people know that yesterday, Melanated Media News, you can go to them on Facebook or YouTube.com. Check out their video called Breakfast at Frankie's. Yeah, not Tiffany's, but Breakfast at Frankie's. It's Black Lives Matter, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Black Man's Army, Gary Cantor from the Consent Decree, Cleveland Council candidates, Ward 4's Gail Sparks, Ward 2's Carol Ford, Sam Gray, Lakewood candidate Tristan Rader, SEIU Local 1199, as we went to Mayor Frank Jackson's house yesterday for breakfast at around 8 a.m., people scurried all around the house, but about 7 cop cars pulled up. But we only had a few demands. Number one, 16 years controlling the school board. Let's get rid of mayoral control once and for all. Number two, you lied, because instead of letting petitioners vote, whether people agreed with the concept or not, on issue 15, it's interesting that you and city council decided democratically to take the right to vote on issue 15 to a Republican-controlled House, and took the local vote away, which you all said and promised you all were going to have. And number three, the Q in downtown, beautiful, but not for us. I mean, the fact of the matter is, you all are thinking about, you're even allowing city council to think about giving more millions away to Dan Gilbert. That just came out the past, like, week. On top of what Cuyahoga County Council will probably give. So anyway, we did give the mayor's pink slip, among many other things, while some neighbors even came out to cheer. Yes, we will definitely come to your house if you're not doing the right thing. And I also want to point out real quick before I go to the phone line that this coming Wednesday, 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, it's the State of the Inner City Address. It's coming Wednesday, March the 29th. Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Black Man's Army, Survivors, Victims of Tragedy headquarters, which is located off of 15415 Kipling, off of Ivanhoe, 44110 between the East 152nd, St. Clair intersection, and even Euclid Avenue. For those who are driving challenged, you can take the number 1 and number 37 Lakeshore bus and walk up on Ivanhoe towards Euclid. And if you get off the number 28, you can get off of the 28 and Euclid bus and head down Ivanhoe towards St. Clair, and you'll see Kipling. We will also have speaking about the state of the inner city. Besides Brother Art McCoy, You'll have Damon DeFreeze, LaTanya Goldsby, yes, Tamir Rice family, Damon DeFreeze, who lost his daughter, Aliana DeFreeze, as well as many others. The thing is, Mayor Jackson did say Cleveland was on the brink of greatness, the brink of greatness. The question is, Cedar, Carnegie, Euclid, Detroit Ave, Madison, Lorraine, Kinsman, do you feel great? Do you feel like you're on the brink of greatness or disaster in your neighborhood? Plus, the video, A Man Among Men, featured many people that will be shown in between everything. So I'm going to go and see what's going on with the 216-399 phone number. 216-399, how you doing out there?
Hello?
Yes, you're on live.
Yes, my friend, how are you? This is Omar Medina, councilman candidate for Ward 14. Thank you for
how
having
are you
me
doing,
on
sir?
Show tonight. I am doing wonderful,
you know,
my friend. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing excellent. It has been a little while since we last talked on a Monday night, and I was very happy. I'll start off this conversation this way, and then you can say whatever you want to, but it was real nice to see you taking in the consent decree meeting and at least doing what I know you usually do, and that is just network with people and see what's going on.
Yes, 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 my friend. It was definitely a pleasure to see you as well. You know that we have been actively working in the community together for many, many, many years now, and the consent decree is definitely one of the important issues that needs to continuously be tackled by us to ensure the best possible decree for our people. And when I saw you in that meeting, I told you the news that I was running for councilman for Ward 14, and I saw the excitement and I saw the excitement on your face, and you asked me why do you want to be a councilman, and a lot of people have asked me that question because you've known me for many years as a pastor, as an activist in the community, and now I'm moving into the arena of politics and being a councilman. So to answer that question that many people have asked me, I believe that the right answer to that question is that the reason why I am running for councilman is because I understand the difference, as you know, because you've known me for many years. I understand the difference between being a public official and a public servant. We have many public officials. Yes, yes, we have many public officials today, but very few public servants. And as a councilman, your main priority should be to serve the needs of your constituents. But in order for you to be a public servant instead of a public, not just a public official, but a public servant, you have to have a servant's heart towards the people. And one thing that I've learned being a man in the street, like your show, just like you, is that the only way that you're going to have a heart for the people and understand the issues that the people are facing is if you're out there in the streets with the people instead of just doing town hall meetings from the comfort of your office. You need to be out there with the people, understanding what they're going through, what their concerns are, gathering that information, and doing what your show is all about, activism. And activism comes from the word action. So it's going to require more than just talk. It requires action. And I think that today people are very sick and tired of words, empty promises, and not enough action. And as you understand, because I respect you from all the work that you do in the streets as well, a lot of people talk the talk, but when it comes to walking the walk, very few actually do it. So because people like you and I have been out there in the streets for so long, I think that it's time for us to take a more proactive approach to things. And we all agree that change needs to take place at the city level. And in order for those changes to take place, it's going to require people like us to help implement those changes with our example and action. So I'm very excited that I reunited with you. We've been and I look forward to continuing our relationship for a long time to come to bring unity into community for the betterment of all people, and not just in Watford, but in the entire city, which we desperately need.
I hear you, and I'm also not only saying this, but I'm looking forward to hearing and seeing your platform this coming Saturday at the Hip Hop Workshop at CSU Cleveland State University. And I'm going to ask you if you can let people know, if they want to contact you, possibly help become boots on the ground, what have you, how can they follow your movement?
Definitely. Well, if they want to contact me, there's various ways that they can contact me. They can actually email me at omedina2017 at gmail.com. That's omedina2017 at gmail.com. You can also find me on Facebook. We have a Facebook page, Omar Medina for Ward 14, and they can also find me on Twitter as well. And I would be more than happy to respond, to get back with them. I want to hear people's feedback. I want to actually hear what people's needs and concerns are. And we are always accepting all the help that we can get, because we realize that this is not about one particular man. It's going to require all of us to do our part to be able to better this city. And I am very excited about Saturday as well to share our campaign platform with all of you and to take any questions that you may have.
Man, I thank you so much, and I really hope and pray for your continued success, and definitely may you enjoy the rest of the evening. I'll take a few other phone calls, and definitely feel
free
to listen on through. You're welcome. Thank you. And, you know, like I would say, appreciate people who call in. There are some who probably said, uh-oh, I didn't want to talk. I just wanted to listen. That's why I tell them you don't have to hang up. You could just stay through. If I come to you, you can't say anything. That's fine. I just want to go through and say that the consent decree meeting, it was a little bit boisterous by the last Wednesday, because they had about two nights of those meetings. And Gary Cantor, who was the consent decree settlement agreement chair for Black on Black Crime Incorporated, he sent this letter out after he attended not one, but two back-to-back consent decree meetings. And he was concerned because the police officers were running it. Very quick and to the point, it said, to whom it may concern, every entity and individual responsible for the travesty that was perpetrated upon the community these past two evenings is unfit to serve we the people in the implementation of the Cleveland Consent Decree. That the Cleveland Division of Police and their two unions are in charge of the consent decree process has now been fully and publicly documented. The banality, bias, and irrelevance of the discussion, questions, and the unconscionable, thoughtless decision to place members of the Cleveland Division of Police as facilitators at tables is the height of disdain and disrespect for the community. The Fox is unambiguously guarding the consent decree hen house. Each of you that is responsible for this outcome has personally brought shame upon justice. I honestly believed I was incapable of being shocked by the tone, deafness, neglect, and or arrogance of the various official participants in the consent decree implementation. But these past two nights have taught me a difficult lesson. You who are responsible for the content, format, and approvals of the programs have wasted countless valuable volunteer citizens' time and effort, and you have wasted untold thousands of taxpayer funds in expenses for the monitor team and every last city employee who has paid to plan, prepare, or attend these meetings. Through your thoughtless and reckless actions, you have at least destroyed the community's trust in this process, and you have made a cold, cynical, and uncaring mockery of the Cleveland Consent Decree implementation. I vow to redouble my efforts at bringing about the bias-free constitutional community policing required by the Cleveland Consent Decree. Sincerely, Gary Cantor, Black on Black Crime, Inc., Consent Decree Committee Chairman. Now, others who were there, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Black Man's Army, Man in the Street, Don Bryant, Cleveland for Public Transit, Reverend Pinckney, who's over the Black on Black Crime Incorporated clergy head, Carl Stokes Brigade, and many, many others. It was very, very interesting of a meeting. As a matter of fact, what I'm going to do is take a break in everything, let people know that if you care to, you can catch the Art McCoy Radio Show, which is Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERU 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. The same place you can catch Tomahawk Radio on Mondays at 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, WERU 1490 AM as well. And also Mondays through Fridays, 6 to 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, 1-800-214-6186 Roundtable Radio. Feel free to check some of these others out. Let them know where you heard it from if you care to. And WHK, 1220 AM, The Word, Saturdays, 2 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. They've kept abreast of a lot of things that we do, and I appreciate that. As a matter of fact, one thing that I can say is I appreciate this particular show. You never know what might happen. In order to get us through a whole lot of things, got to keep praying on certain things. Black Odyssey. Be right back.
Yeah. With every eye closed, head bowed, let's talk to you for a minute. Just for a minute. Keep praying. Yeah. No matter what. Keep praying. Yeah. Keep praying.
It's up. New day, new rhyme to say. To my little niggas on the block, hoping crime pay. To my niggas in them cells, waiting to pray. Trying to find ways to pop the gate. Straight out my broken home, full of hate. To all the young ladies having babies on their own, please never say I can't. I know it's hard, you lost a good job, but never turn your back on God, keep the faith. I know it's pain, so I'ma start my days with the Our Father. Baby girl looked at me and said, why bother? Ain't no love in this city, plus they got us working for pennies. They wonder why these little niggas ain't afraid about dying. America's bullshit, I'm not buying. So for the food, I'm with the two screaming, gimme. Until the law, I'm just another dumb one. But through the storm, there's a brighter day coming. There's a brighter day coming. The plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. So keep praying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying. And I'm gonna keep saying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying. I'm gonna keep praying. They say I'm too serious, I don't have enough fun. I'm from the place where these kids carry the guns. Take it to school, show it off. Little dude got it to keep the bullies off. Making life decisions at a young age. These judges want all black men in a cage. Dear God, help us with the strife. Niggas locked up wishing they could reverse life. Situation is strife. You hear grown men getting raped at night. This is the life little nigga aiming for. Started out 13, kicking the door. Traded hoop dreams for hood dreams. On a daily basis, Lil Chris 19 facing two murder cases. With a baby on the way, waiting with the judge. Don't say, hey, let us pray for the young and wild, cause all they know is what's found.
A moment of silence. Yeah, said the plans of a man will come.
come true for you if he praying. So keep praying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying,
And you can always definitely Facebook or Blog Talk, The Gambit Radio, or Bored and Restless Club. And also I want to throw out there, since I didn't really say it earlier, shoutcast.com, type in Hood Tunes Radio, Emacs runs our 24-hour music playlist. And this is only going to take maybe about a good minute and a half to give you some idea. At least that's what I'm aiming for, because the Cleveland Division of Police Settlements and Awards abstracted. I'm not going to give you every last number, but we need to point out that in December of 1999, Daniel Ayers, that's the case name, the amount of a settlement, $13,200,000. Tamir Rice, which happened apparently 11/22/2014, $6 million settlement. March from 2012, Kenny Smith, a $5,500,000 settlement. 11/29/2012, Timothy Russell, Melissa Williams, $3 million settlement. Dan Ficker from 7/4/11, $2,250,000. Some others happen to be $804,722 from Clifton Oliver versus the Cleveland Indians, Bonnie Gilbert versus the City of Cleveland, $725,000. Bonnie Gilbert was from 2013, Clifton Oliver 2014, 2007. Randall T. Scott Jr. versus the City of Cleveland, $540,000. 2013, Julia Moore versus the City of Cleveland, $250,000. 2004, Frank Angelone versus Police Officer Patrick Brown, $125,000. 2014, Robbie White versus the City of Cleveland, that's about $110,000. 2013, Julia Mitchell versus the City of Cleveland, $105,000. 2013, Selena Reed versus the City of Cleveland, $95,000. But when you add up all of those, plus maybe, I'll say 13, 14, 15 that I didn't give you yet, you get $43,196,722. And then when you add in the settlement with Tanisha Anderson's family for $2.5 million, which I didn't see up there, even when Tanisha Anderson's mom said, hey, the police should be punished. And she hasn't seen police getting better since Tanisha's murder 2 years ago. And the police officers involved with slamming her half-naked daughter down on the concrete of November 2012. And that she felt the officers should be in prison. Now, the two officers hadn't been disciplined and were still police officers. So Cleveland used my tax money to give the police officers a sit-down vacation with no repercussion. And, you know, as the Black on Black Crime Incorporated consent decree chairperson, Gary Kanner, would say, hey, Steve Loomis of the Cleveland Police Patrolmen's Association says the consent decree is a huge cost of money, but we should point out the millions of settlements that we're still paying. That is where the importance of the consent decree going well, like it's supposed to be, should come through in the Fox Garden Hen House. Let's get some regular things going on. Speaking of things going on, I've been on the phone for too long. I'm going to the 216-703 phone line. I sure hope this is not Steve Loomis calling in. 216-703, how are you doing out there?
Excellent. How's it going,
okay,
Mr. Porter?
I'm doing well. What's going on, brother?
I was just calling in to support the radio station tonight. Also to let people know that we will have that open mic running again on the 7th of next month. So April the 7th at Friends Fellowship Bible Church, 2490 Lee, Cleveland, Ohio, and that zip code is 44118. It starts at 7 o'clock to 9. If you rap, dance, sing, poetry, whatever you do, as long as it's positive, come on out and support the open mic. You know, come in and express yourself. Other than that, showing nothing but love to your station and Black House Sound, make real Cleveland music.
Man, I appreciate you very much. Thank you as always, sir.
All right, God bless you. I'm out.
I hear you, and I appreciate that. You know something, excellent producer right there, because he was behind a couple of the songs that I told you about that I was blessed that people wanted to hear. And when I say people, to be able to go in front of Cuyahoga County Council people and to see them bob their heads alongside mayors and stuff like that, that was a beautiful affair. Before I do anything else, I will say that when it comes to voting for your rights and all of that, here's something to watch out for, as there's a bill that would require schools to call right away if students are absent, because schools across Ohio would have to call parents right away if children in class each morning under a new bill. It would make these so-called Aliana alerts mandatory. As State Senator Sandra Williams, a Cleveland Democrat, told the Senate Education Committee the past week that her bill is in response to the murder of Aliana DeFries, the 14-year-old Cleveland girl who had boarded an RTA bus on January the 26th to head to her charter school and never made it. People already know she was found 4 days later in an abandoned building, murdered, and the family didn't even know until late afternoon on that day, which really delayed the search. So Williams' bill would require schools to make at least one attempt to call parents within 60 minutes of the start of a school if the child is absent and parents have not already notified the school. And like she said, it's imperative that parents be notified immediately if their child is absent from school. And you know, I just want to stop and say that it's very interesting that with the data collected by the Ohio Attorney General's office, it shows that parents reported nearly 19,000 children missing in 2015. And though 97 were found unharmed, 4 were killed and 563 were never found. Now, we do want to point out that Bay Village, I've got to give credit where credit is due, Bay Village itself, they're among some of the most aggressive with a long-time policy of calling parents at work, at home, or on a cell phone right away each morning. They take children's safety very seriously, said, I believe, Sean McAndrews, principal of Bay Village Middle School. We don't even want to be in a case where we didn't tell a parent that something happened to that child on their way to school. And Bay Village even goes a step further. If the school can't reach the parents, it calls the police department, which then visits the house just as it would for a welfare check on a sick or elderly resident. So I just wanted to throw that out there. Sometimes you have good news that comes through and something's going on because of a situation. And with that being said, I have to throw this one on there because at least it helped get me through the door. Black House Sounds, they put it together. Vote for your rights. And that M. Blackwell theme song that helped her go on and get elected in the office.
What's he thinking? Here's the file. Here's the truth. The current mayor, he ain't care about you. He supported the speedlight camera. Here's the truth. Here's the thought. It's profound. All Maple Heights boards voted him down. Maple Heights faces fiscal emergency. The current mayor, too blind to D.C. He blamed Casey.
Governor.
He blamed Yoke.
Auditor.
It's time for Larry to give up his hope. It's Pop said, time for Black Queen. And it in Blackwell stepped on the scene. Anna M. Blackwell, candidate for mayor. Soon to be Maple Heights lifesaver. You deserve
better.
We deserve
better.
And that M. Blackwell, a real go-getter.
Hope for your right. Take hold of your life. Hold on. Hope for your right. Take hold of your life. Your life.
Collectively, we can get it done. Let's explore where Annette comes from. 18-year resident of Maple Heights, so she understands their plight. Change is no option, it's necessity. She chaired a successful school levy in 2012, the city of Maple Heights. In other words, you know she got it right. Mayor appointed 2011, reviewed the charter of where she's living. Commercial property, tax analyst, so you know she knows her business. Maple Heights residents, what will you do? And then in Blackwell, ask to serve you. Vote for real change on September 8th. And then in Blackwell, Democrat for mayor. Urgent issue, senior,
youth,
city service, economic development, community reinvestment, environment. And then Blackwell for mayor at Outlook.com.
Here's a little bit of comedy for me right now, because I do like basketball. I really do. And LeBron James, he disagreed with the NBA commissioner, Adam, I believe, Silver's memo, demanded that team owners be involved with decisions to rest star players, and said the league is only calling it a problem because he sat out a couple of times this month. And he said, I love what Adam is doing for our league, but I don't see how, you know, that my, I don't see how it helped. I don't understand why it's become a problem now because I sat out a couple of games. And a reporter had to suggest to James that maybe Silver's reasons for sending the memo might stretch beyond his not playing in Cleveland's 30-point loss on national TV a couple of weeks ago. And James said, no, it's about me. But see, I don't think James remembers that, you know, before that happened with him, if I'm not mistaken, I watched a particular game the Saturday before last where the Warriors coach, Steve Kerr, he rested Stephon Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond, Andre Iguodala, and I do believe not only that, the Spurs rested their players as usual. Now, LeBron did say, hey, Greg Popovich has been resting players for a long time, for years. But the thing is, it cost ABC such ratings with the NBA. Did anybody notice that the Saturday game of the week was canceled the past week? I mean, I went to watch the game of the week. Said, do I watch the college Final Four or do I watch the game of the week? And the next thing I know, I went to put it on. ABC might have gotten tired of that because they gave me a cartoon instead. You know something? Give me just about a minute, 47 seconds. I'll be right back to wrap up this entire show. I promise.
Blog Talk Radio, what it is, man. Q-Tape.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kills stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. We put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kills stay on the beat. Reporting live, this is Blog Talk Radio. Of knowledge equal power, my knowledge is what they hating for. Al Porter got it locked for an hour block. And kills stay got the block in the
master lock.
It's Monday night, what you doing round 9? Tune in to Al Porter, Blog Talk going live. These other sessions is job, just leading the walking blind. Remember the revolution ain't gonna be televised. No Google Chrome can search, ain't gonna be no flash drive. Won't last deny my lines, I'm opening people's minds. Remember it's Monday night, tune in around 9.
Tune in around 9.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets. We put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. We put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. We put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah.
And the reason that I had to touch on that subject is because we talked about that subject before LeBron James' feathers got ruffled. And the reason I say that kind of tongue-in-cheek is because, if we remember correctly, I did put out one thing, and only one thing only, being a sports fan and others who may go to games and stuff like that. If you go to a game and the team owners are resting their players or the coaches are resting their players or what have you, you've already spent your money. You're already inside. But I would hashtag tweet, put it out there, even share it, that if you go to a game and that's happening, don't buy anything from the team shop for the rest of the night. Don't buy anything from the concession. Go a little bit hungry. You know, if you fast a little bit, you should be able to take a little bit. But don't do anything until you leave there. You've got so many fast food and other places that are much more inexpensive. You'll do yourself a favor. You might even be able to go someplace and get you a good meal or go home and fix you one. But don't buy any jerseys or anything that evening. Just say, nah, we cut off. Why? Because the league understands money. And like I said, I'm sure they understood when ABC didn't show the game of the week because they didn't know which team would be resting which players. And after 2 weeks of bad Saturday night reviews and ratings, they didn't want to take that chance, and that's what they're looking at. So I think the whole league is on notice on that. I want to throw out there real quick the Ultimate Advocates. The Ultimate Advocates, TUA, you can find that on Facebook. They have a nice little event coming up on May the 6th at Luke Easter Park. Pastors Thompson, you can call 216-543-1817 to find out more about it. 216-543-1817. You can go to YouTube of Joseph Motley Jr., J.R. Check out It's All Connected. Connects that whole event. And feel free to come down to Cleveland State University this coming week. You will find out a few reasons why Black House Sounds are not only just gearing up for April the 7th, but because they knew that this coming week there was a workshop, but also next week, did you know Pastor Medina? Did you know Black House Sounds? Did you know Al Sharpton's coming to town next Tuesday? Oh, wait, you didn't know that? You'll find out more, and you'll see why a lot of people are involved with that. As a matter of fact, I want to say thank you. Everybody be safe. Please support each other and support people who are doing something. That's the only way we can make it out here. I thank you all once again. Please be blessed. Peace.